Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show. I'm here with Pam. Pam, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Right on. Thanks for being on the show today. Tell us a little bit about your book, E-Cubed, which is a follow-up to E-Square, which is maybe where you might want to start.
Yeah, my book, E-Cubed, came out, I believe it was September 16th, and like you said, it's a follow-up to my book, E-Squared. It's E-Squared was this huge hit, you know, 33 languages, big international bestseller. So E-Cubed has corollaries to E-Squared, which basically is that, you know, manifesting magic and miracles is your full-time gig. That's the goal. And that's what the book's about. It's got actual three-day experiments that people try to see if some of these beliefs that we've been reading about for hundreds of years are actually accurate or not.
What life experiences helped you write this particular book?
Well, I'm a writer by profession, so this is actually my 17th book. So I've written a lot of travel books. I'm a travel writer, and I've used these principles to have a pretty amazing life for myself. You know, I've been to all the world's continents except for Antarctica. I've got to save something for my, you know, 80th birthday. but anyway, so I've been all over the world. I have a really wonderful career, and using these principles, I've been able to, you know, create this life for myself. So I suppose that's what gives me the authority or whatever to write the book.
You referred to something called energy experiments. Tell us what energy experiments are.
Well, basically, quantum physics proved about 100 years ago that everything is energy. We might look like solid matter. I mean, the phone that I'm talking into, the microphone you may be talking into, it looks like solid matter, but it's actually moving energy. And in fact, it's 99.9% just empty space. And so because everything is energy, we're connected to this big energetic field. This is a quantum physics principle. And our thoughts, you know, what our beliefs and expectations or our consciousness actually affects this field, this energy field, and brings back to us the equivalency of whatever we're thinking. So our thoughts basically are magnetic, and our thoughts are energy waves. So our thoughts are part of this big energy field, as are we and as is everybody else and everything else, you know, in the universe.
How is it possible to measure energy, the type of energy that you're referring to, with regards to life energy, as in ourselves?
I do have, in these experiments, there are ways to actually visibly see it. I mean, the thing about energy, and I think a lot of the reason people haven't trusted energy or realized what a powerful force it is or how much we impact and affect energy, is because it is basically invisible. Except we all talk about energy. We'll say, oh, I feel low in energy today. Or we'll say, oh, wow, this just gave me so much energy, some great song or some movie they saw or whatever. So we all talk about energy in that sense. But in this book, one of the most interesting experiments, and if people, you know, want to Google this, they'll see, you know, hundreds of YouTubes that have been put up. And that I've got this thing where I have people create Einstein wands, and it's basically made from a coat hanger in your closet, but you hold them in front of you, and then you actually monitor how they move according to your thoughts. And when you have negative thoughts, like fearful thoughts, or you're regurgitating something from the past, you know, something you messed up and you're thinking about it too much, those wands literally go in on themselves. On the other hand, when you have a really positive thought, a hopeful thought, revved up thought, the wands just open up. So that is one of the really interesting things about these experiments, is here's a way to visibly see energy. So these Einstein wands have been quite interesting, and like I said, a lot of people have put up YouTubes about them.
Interesting. What are your thoughts on spirits and energy? Do you get into that in the book at all?
Spirits, not really. I mean, I'm not sure what you mean by spirits. I believe energy and spirit is often an interchangeable word. In fact, I think we get too involved in the semantics of things. I believe that it really doesn't matter what you call this energy. I mean, some people call it God, some people call it Dharma. One gal calls it Quantum Fred. You know, I just call it the big quantum playground, or the divine buzz. There's this buzz you can feel in your body when you're really quiet and settled down, and it's this connection you have to the life force that's all around us. But as far as spirits, I mean, I don't know if you're talking about like ghosts or something like that. Or what do you mean by spirits? Or do you mean spirits that we get in the bars on Friday afternoon?
That's a good, both good questions. Yeah. I was thinking a little bit about the Einstein wand, I guess it's called. And, you know, did you ever grow up with Ouija boards? Did you ever use a Ouija board?
Yeah, I do remember the Ouija board.
Yeah. Do you think that there's energy involved with that? Is that something that comes to mind when you think of energy?
Very well could be. That's not something I address in the book or something I've given a lot of thought, but I do know that everything is energy. So certainly the Ouija board itself would be energy, and perhaps those spirits, I guess if you mean like somebody on the other side or whatever, that they of course would still be energy. In fact, they would be more in energetic form than we are, because we still, you know, we're still creating the matter in this particular, you know, material realm that we all live in.
Where do you think this concept of energy should take us? Should we be doing anything different with our lives, or more aware of energy in general?
Well, to me, this is such an exciting field, and I think it's something that people really need to understand, because the fact is we are always creating our world, always. We can't not create our world. But when you become aware of it, then you're a little more conscious of the kind of thoughts that you put out. You're a little bit more aware of your beliefs and expectations. I mean, what happens is we get this mental architecture. You know, we're taught this from our culture, from our families, and we believe this is the way the world is. Well, once you solidify that belief and you think this is just the way it is, that's what you're going to see. However, when you open up to other possibilities, and that's what the quantum field is all about. The quantum field is basically infinite possibilities, and infinite, of course, means there is, I mean, we can't even get our mind around infinity. I mean, it's so huge. But that means that whatever we're seeing is one of many possibilities. There is no absolute reality. So whatever we're focusing upon, whatever we're putting out into the world, we're drawing to us. So this is such an important thing for people to know, because if you're not liking what you see in your world out there, I mean, basically it's a mirror of what's on the inner world, and if you're not liking what you're seeing out there, by changing the inner, you can change the outer. So this, to me, is vital information. I say in the first book, E Squared, that people should, I mean, to me, it should be taught right along with reading, writing, and arithmetic. I mean, literally, that's how important this is, because it's the fact is we all use it. We're all totally influenced by our thoughts, by our energy, by our beliefs and expectations, but because we're not conscious of it and we just sort of pick up this paradigm that everybody else believes in, you know, we're taught this is the way it is. And as long as we believe that, we're going to continue to get that same old script that we've all picked up. But any other thing is also possible. I mean, there really are infinite possibilities, and this is so exciting. So yes, I think there's lots of things we could be doing with this energy.
What's the connection between energy and, as you call it, manifesting magic or miracles? Is there a source of energy required to engineer miracles?
Well, I believe miracles are natural, and as is magic, or what we call magic. Again, we can get really bogged down in semantics, but the world is so incredibly fabulous. It's so awesome. And once you let go of all that mental architecture that I was talking about before, all these, what a lot of people would call miracles, come to you. I mean, guidance that you need, you know, maybe to close a deal or whatever, you know, you're doing in your life, guidance from the universe, blessings from the universe, I mean, that's one way to call it, from this energetic field, will come to you. Only we can block it, again, by our mental architecture. So this is a fascinating topic, and as we become more open to it, it's amazing what can happen. So again, it's commonly called miracles, but to me, it's an everyday thing. I mean, I get up every day, and of course, my favorite line is I say, something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. And then, of course, that's exactly what happens. Something amazing and awesome always happens to me every single day. I mean, hundreds, millions of things happen.
Do you think the world would be a better place if everybody understood this connection to energy?
I do. I definitely do.
How so?
Well, for example, we are connected to each and every person. So anytime we cast blame or, you know, are angry at somebody else, we're actually hurting ourselves. If we realized how connected we are, we would quit, you know, being angry at other people, or we'd quit blaming other people. We'd start, you know, looking towards the inner. So I think there'd be a lot more peace. And as people find this peace, because once you realize how beneficent the universe is and how much this energy field wants to work with you, wants to bless you, has your best interest at heart, you can let down your guard. Because I think a lot of the problems that we have are out of fear. People are afraid that they're not going to get enough, or that there's a limitation, that there's, you know, so we believe in all this lack and limitation. And as we do that, we you know, get into behaviors that really don't benefit the planet, that don't benefit the world. So yes, to me, if people realized how everything is working out, that everything is fine and everything's going to work, they could quit being so nervous and upset and panicked and mean to each other. So yes, it definitely would change everything.
Hmm. Did you study how energy plays into people, particularly professional athletes or politicians or people in leadership positions? Did you study that correlation at all, and as energy fits into the picture?
Oh, they're totally connected. In fact, you've heard, I'm sure, many stories about athletes who know to energetically see, to imagine, to visualize, it's often called, the outcome that they want. I mean, here's a perfect story. You know, the Royals, I happen to live in the Midwest and I'm a fan of the Royals, although I have to admit I didn't get into them until they started in the World Series run. But they were way down, you know, way down in their league, had no chance of anything. But they had this guy come in, and they started believing differently, that this could be possible, and they changed, you know, from the kind of negative down on themselves to being really positive. They completely swept their pennant, and then they went on. Of course, they didn't quite win the World Series, but I've heard that the Giants also had a lot of this positive stuff going on. But anyway, that's just one example. But I mean, all Olympic athletes use the visualization. It's very common, common with athletes. In fact, there have been studies done where they would have assigned two groups to shoot baskets. One would shoot the baskets, you know, practice shooting the baskets over and over again. The other group would just practice visualizing themselves making the baskets. And there was very little difference in their performance, you know, from before and after this. So yes, this energy, this visualization, you know, there's many names for this, is very powerful for athletes and for anybody that wants to be successful. In fact, anybody that you would find that has been pretty successful has managed to use their energy in a positive force, whether they're aware of it or not.
Interesting. Let's take a break and back in just a minute, everyone.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
ShipStation helps online retailers ship orders faster. It's so easy to set up and use. ShipStation gives you tools to automatically import, manage, and ship your orders in the most cost-efficient way. Save money with the best USPS rates possible, as well as a free USPS account. ShipStation integrates with all the most popular e-commerce platforms and shipping carriers. Get shipping done no matter where you sell or how you ship. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point, click, and it's live in real time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point, click, and it's live in real time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, Pam. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How can people determine if there's a sign from the universe coming or there's some anticipation or event in the future that's going to happen? How does that sort of develop and unfold from your perspective?
Well, I believe we're getting signs all the time. I believe the universe is constantly wanting to guide us. This energetic force is constantly hooked into our desires and is constantly wanting to get through us. But we have to be open enough to it. Like when we're not in the now moment, we're constantly fretting about the past or worrying about the future, we're not open to that energy. It's kind of like I like to say, you can't watch ABC if you're tuned into NBC. So, you know, if you're in this other future or the past, you're not in that moment. You're not tuned into that moment where all these guidance is, all these signs are. So my belief is, and certainly from my experience and certainly from the millions of letters I've gotten from my readers, once they let go of, again, all this mental architecture, all these amazing things come to them. It's really quite fascinating, and it's really an interesting, wonderful way to live your life. I mean, again, that's why I call it magic and miracles.
Mm. Is it easy in the end of the day for people to accept this whole new worldview, or is it difficult? And why is it difficult?
Well, I mean, you're assuming that it is difficult. In fact, that's one of the things, you know, I've got a section in my new book called Tweak and Ye Shall Find. You know, a lot of these are real subtle paradigms that we have set up. This would be difficult. That would be one thing. Well, how do we know it's difficult? In fact, I'm a student of The Course in Miracles. And what it says in there, this way of living your life is not difficult at all. It's actually very easy. It's just so different than the way we've been living our life, that it may appear difficult. And as long as we continue to think it's difficult, that is exactly what we will, you know, create. Again, our beliefs and expectations play out in our life. One of my big affirmations is I say, smooth and easy. Everything works out for me. It's smooth and easy. And when you have that expectation, that is how it plays out. I cannot emphasize enough how important, you know, what you believe, what you expect to get is what you will get.
Walk us through an experiment. You talk about 9 of them. Talk about one of them that you want to isolate. What is an experiment, if you will, in your mind?
Well, I give real specific instructions to people on how to carry this out to see if this will work in their life or not. You know, I know a lot of people have been pounded up that, oh, you should believe this way. Well, I don't want anybody to believe this way unless it works for them, unless this is a thing that actually serves them. So I have little lab report sheets at the end of each of the experiments, in E squared and then now in E cubed. And so literally with E squared, there were 48-hour experiments, and there was everything from those Einstein wands that I was talking about to, you know, putting intention on a row of green bean seeds to, you know, seeing how their thoughts, you know, affect, you know, like negative thoughts would affect their body and different things like that. So that was the first one. And then in E cubed, I have 9 more experiments, and those are 3-day experiments. And again, you set the time like, and I mean, just to start with the very first one, and this is a real simple, basic one that's easy, you know, your listeners can try this, you know, pick a time, and, you know, right now always works for me, as I say in the book, and just say to this energetic force, like, I would like some kind of sign, some clear, unmistakable sign that you actually exist. I mean, call it that pronoun, it's it, but it actually exists, that there really is this force out there, and I would like a clear sign. And then you give it 48 hours, and the reason that you do that is not because it's not constantly available, because it jars us into paying attention. Because like I said, so much is out there, but because of our old mental frameworks, we're not noticing it. So more than anything, it's teaching us or showing us or, you know, getting us basically to pay attention. So that's one really simple, easy one. That is the first one that I ask people to do, because the kind of things that people come back with, like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You know, so when I hear all these stories, it's like, wow, this works for everybody. It doesn't just work for me. It works for everyone. I mean, scientific proof is that when it can be reproduced, and certainly it is being reproduced all over with the, you know, millions of people that have read my book and have done the experiment. So that would be the first one, a real easy one to explain.
Hmm. Do we become more humble and peaceful by acknowledging that there's an energy source out there beyond ourselves?
It certainly has worked for me, because I don't have to worry. I don't have to figure everything out. When I hook into this bigger thing, everything works out. So it takes less from me. I mean, it gives me more energy. It guides me in, you know, what my next career move would be. It guides me in, you know, relationships, in everything. So it is very comforting and peaceful to me. And again, I don't expect anyone to take it on my word. I say, hey, give this a try. See how you feel. That's, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Hmm. Is there any downside that you've ever seen in your experience for somebody trying to understand all of this?
There's not a downside at all. Some people get discouraged if it doesn't work for them. Like if your mental architecture is really in place and you're not willing to open the door just a little bit to see if this could work, then sometimes you can get disappointed. But I don't even know if that's a downside. I mean, then you can write it off as, okay, didn't work for me. But like I said, the truth is it works for everybody. It can't not work, but we often are unaware of it. And that's really kind of the state of the world. We're pretty much unaware of just how powerful our beliefs and expectations play out in our world.
Would you describe this as almost a philosophy, or how? What's your take on that, or a practical guide?
You know, it's funny because I just saw that they've named the new Star Wars movie, and it's something like The Force is Arising, and I thought, you know, that's what this is. It's this resonant field, you know, that's arising, that people are realizing that what they say, I mean, like John Wheeler, the famous Princeton physicist, said, you know, we can no longer call ourselves observers of the world. We are participators of the world. And that was a word he made up. But so every time we look at something, we are affecting that thing. So we cannot just observe something. We affect everything we see, everything we think about. We constantly are participating in how this all plays out for us. So you know that the Force Rises, I believe, is the name of the new Star Wars movie. It hasn't come out yet, but that's what they decided to name it. I thought, that's what this is. It's this resonant field, this force is rising, where people are realizing their own innate power that they've always had, but they sent it out in a million different ways. Like when you get really clear on this and when you open up to it, it's like you're a laser. Your thoughts are all like one laser going all in one direction. You know, your resonant light is all, laser beam, like all the light is all going the same direction, all in the same wavelength. Most light is, it's, you know, scattered, it's all over the place. And that's how we've been using this energy. But when we get it really crystal clear, it just works very smoothly for us.
Hmm. What would you like for people? How would you like? Who would you like to get a hold of you, and how can they get a hold of you?
Well, Oprah. If you're asking me who, I'd love to hear from Oprah. No, but anyway, my website's a good place to reach me. It's pamgrout.com. My name's Pam Grout. My website's pamgrout.com. My books are available at any bookstore, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just, you know, anywhere books are sold. But on my website, I do a blog two or three times a week with, you know, more information like this, and people love my blog. I mean, it's been really a lot of fun. So that's a good way to get, you know, more information about this, is just go to pamgrout.com.
Pam, it's been great having you on the show today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brian.
Right on. Good luck with your new book as well. And until next week, everybody, I hope your life is a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser, and more in tune with the energy around you. Stay tuned for next week. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm. This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.